Afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi, Kiri. It's Claudia here. I'm just ringing about an appointment that I have tomorrow for three of my birds.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got the messages today in the email, but I think it's got the wrong birds on the list that
I'm
bringing different ones.
We've got Baby, Buddy, and Fruity.
Yeah, so it's not Baby and Buddy because they got recently checked. It'll be Bluebell and Fruity and Zebu. So I think I had all the records transferred over from the Unusual Pet Vets.
So just so I can get it right, Bluebell is coming for a health check.
Yeah.
And it was Fruity, did you say, that's coming in as well?
Yes, Fruity's coming and Zebu.
Zebu, okay.
And just a quick question with Fruity, because I think we want to get him microchipped tomorrow. How long does he need to, like, be fasted for?
Okay,
before that?
A ring neck here. Okay. So I would probably recommend not giving him any fruit or veggies that morning. Definitely bring them along to entice him on recovery. With food, whereabouts are you coming from, Claudia?
So we're coming from Logan Lee, so it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, so if you you can give him like his pellets or seed, whatever he normally eats in the morning, and then just before you're going to come down to us, just don't pop any food in his carrier so that he comes down, because it'll probably take you about, what would it be, about 45, 50 minutes to get here?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So that should be ample time that he hasn't eaten prior to coming. And then we can do his assessment, do his microchip, and then offer him his food and stuff on recovery.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, because I do usually give him fruit and veggies in the morning, but I can give him pellets tomorrow if that's easier.
Yeah, just a bit of pellets will be fine. And then, as I said, bring it along with you so that he can definitely have it on recovery. But, yeah, best not to have any of the soft fruit and veggies in his crop on when he has to have the anaesthetic for the microchip.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to check that because I knew it's going to be a bit of a time. He'll probably be, like, really upset and not eating.
So have you had any of your birds microchip before?
Yeah, I have. And this was, like, when... Do you remember, like, so before it used to be, like, Brisbane Bird Vets, and then Brock was our vet, and then it all got kind of changed when it all sort of, you know, changed it.
Adrian,
so we still wanted to keep Brock as our vet, but the only two options were, like, Redcliffe or Sunshine Coast. So then it was a bit harder with, like, because the others, like, with the fasting, it wasn't as fast. They, like, we could just not give them any food and have an earlier appointment. But this time, because it's a longer travel, we thought, oh, okay, how much time is needed for him to fast?
Yeah, if you don't give him any fruit in the morning or veggies in the morning, pellets will be fine, and then just when you hop in the car, don't pop him any food for transport in the car. He should be fine by the time he gets here and to have the procedure. We'll obviously do a check of him first, and if we are concerned at all, we'll obviously let you know. But yeah, if you've done all that should be fine.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Sounds good.
Excellent. Awesome. And it is just Fruity that's having the microchipping?
Yeah, because all the rest have it,
Sure. Yeah. Not a problem at all. Okay, well, that's all booked in at 10:30 then tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you then. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.